Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Welcome, welcome, welcome each and every one of you to the LSO Treat Show. I am LSO, exclamation point. I am the founder and the owner of LSO. I am a writer and independent published author of 3 erotic books, yearly calendar, playing cards, and much, much more. Also, the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Truth Show, a spoken word artist and an inspirational and empowerment speaker. LSO has the creative diversity that captures you and makes you want to try every single thing she says. And don't be afraid to try it and become addicted. Yes, indeed, you will like it. She introduces you to your fantasies with your freedom to enjoy. When you are afraid to say it, read it from LSO. She has all the right words when you are tongue-tied, and she has the right thing set for you to enjoy. Recipes ready through well-seasoned words to add spice into your life. You have that liberty to exhibit an erotic treat that satisfies your sexual palate, hitting all the right spots. Enjoying the words that are designed to magnetize your inner character while creating the escape to places of pleasures beyond your imagination. There, that is the place where you have peace in the moment to enjoy. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination takes you on a flight to your truth. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of her words written and or spoken. LSO is creating magic with words and speaking positivity into the atmosphere. Such creative liberty. So come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. Are you ready for tonight's show? If not, get ready for Single and Sex in the City. Sometimes lonely, but never alone. Note, these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions. Remember, a spanking may be necessary. Tonight we have a special guest that's supposed to come on. So let me just check and see where the person is so that he can hear his introduction and also we can get ready to get in his business. Yes, like I said, get in his business. Why? Because that's what we do. We give information as well as we share information. Again, transparency at its best. This is us. This is what the Lawlessers do. And we're not going to change it now. So we're going to give him a couple of minutes to come on. Or maybe he's coming without us. And if he is, how dare he? Then that means he's deserving of a spanking. What do y'all think? I know y'all think the same way I do. I know you do. I don't know what happened, but he was supposed to be on, but you know how we do. Well, oh, I'm sorry. I just had a real brain fog. Like I said, this evening's topic is Single and Sex in the City, sometimes lonely, but never alone. Now, these questions came about, you know, pondering, thinking of some questions. And someone in the group had said on one of the posts, he was like, dag, these questions this week are very vulnerable. And a lot of people answered, so I guess they were missing Single and Sex in the City. I try to do this every month, you know, and I guess they was missing it, so they were able to be vulnerable and get it all out. Well, the first question we had was, what are some random fun facts about you while being single? Not many answered this one particularly, but the ones who did, we had a gentleman put, always kept the ladies on the go and well-fed. Well, dag, let me find out. You have women in rotation 7 days a week, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and that's how you working it out. That's what we doing now? No judgment, but I'm just asking a question. We had a young lady put, down for whatever. You never know with me. See, that's the good thing with being open and spontaneous. You get the opportunity to do a lot of different things and, you know, with a lot of different people, just as long as you're able to do so. But hold on one moment. We have our guest. Mr. Guest, are you here? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am. And I can hear you.
Okay. Well, everyone, let me introduce to you. Tonight's special guest is Mr. Exotic. Well, y'all know tonight's topic is going to be erotic. So let's just get your little tingles on right now. And the E is for the ease as we glide all up into his business and he glide into the abyss of our unknown. Listen, y'all, let's see how deep he can go. Are y'all ready to get in his business? Mr. Exotic, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us where you're from. Let the people know what's good.
Well, I'm Exotic, and it's an absolute pleasure to be on the show. Big fan of the concept and the actual host. So this is more of a pleasure and a privilege. But I am from planet Garavani. Some people call it the Bronx, but I call it planet Garavani. And I'm here to, you know, to learn and to teach, you know what I mean? From Cation standpoint. You
know what I mean? Okay, edit up for us. Well, y'all, listen, we're going to get in his business as well as he's going to get into ours. So don't be afraid to call in, ask him a question, email me, text, inbox me, and we can get in his business too. So, you know, we all going to get a little education here. So what I do is I usually read the question. I read what people say in the group. I ask you your perspective of it, and I give my perspective of it, and we can talk about it a little. So the first question I ask, what are some random fun facts about you while single? Now, we had in the group, we had a gentleman who always kept the ladies on the go and well-fed, so I guess he had women in rotation. Another young lady put, down for whatever, you never know with me, which is a good thing. Spontaneity is great. And another young lady, she put, telling you to keep your feelings in check, it's not that serious, just saying. So, Mr. Exotic, what are some fun facts about you? I don't want to assume you're single or you're in a relationship, but the real question is, what are some random fun facts about you while single?
Random facts while single are, I am addicted to good company. Addicted to good company. So if you are somebody who's cool, go with the flow, all about positive energy, then pretty much I'm going to, you know, do my best to keep you around. Doesn't have to be from an intimate perspective, but we're definitely going to, you know, share a lot of space because that's the vibe I'm checking for.
Oh, okay. Well, ladies, let me just tell y'all from that one answer he just gave, because when I said the question, one, I gathered he's single, and two, he have a dick that ... That's what I gather. I don't know what y'all put together from this whole, what he just said in his answer, but that's how I interpreted everything he said.
So what you got from it? So you said, what was the dot, dot, dot?
The dot, dot, dot is he has a big that, dot, dot, dot.
Oh,
that's
wow.
How I interpret it. So because you said a big tip.
Mm-hmm.
So with it broken out in the syllables, he has
okay.
a big that will.
Well,
so
to be fair,
that's my interpretation. Okay.
To be fair, you know, women are the most beautiful thing on the planet. So it is very difficult not to be addicted to, you know, to interacting. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's all about a good vibe. You know, I don't think an intimate session supersedes, you know, a good vibe. So that's what I'm checking for. You know, another fun fact
yeah.
is I am very into spontaneity, doing spontaneous things. They might not be the best idea at later on in life. You know what I'm saying? Later on in life, you might look at that idea like.
But you're going to have fun with it.
Exactly. It might be like, damn, you ain't trying to be a senator. Or you ain't trying to go for public office. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's okay.
But it was fun at the time.
Right. As long as you enjoyed it. And if you have a partner that's willing to experience that with you and you can share that openness with no regrets, then I don't see what the problem is. And no one has gotten hurt, or whatever the activity is, no one will get hurt. And that's fine. And the key thing is to deal with a grown, respectful person.
Mm.
So that both of you know the pros and the cons of the actions that you're about to take, and the actions stay just where they are and they become memories between the two of you and not broadcast when you decide to one day run for office and now all of a sudden this surface and, you know, some underwear that you may have had on that particular night now come out of a Ziploc bag and be like, well, these are the underwear that was worn that night and we did X, Y, and Z.
Definitely.
So be mindful
Definitely.
Of the people who you entertain in your life, be it personally, be it sexually, be it whatever, so that when you're doing things to enjoy yourself, it don't come back to haunt you in a negative capacity when in that moment it was enjoyable.
That's factual.
That's just my opinion. But for me, LSO, what are some random fun facts about you while single? I'm more spontaneous and I'm daring.
What's the difference between spontaneous and daring?
Because spontaneous, you may do something that you know of. You know, like, oh, well, don't even pack a bag. Come on, let's just go and get on a flight and fly somewhere and come back later on tonight. Whereas daring is totally different things in my world. They're totally different. They can be together and they can be separate. But either way, you enjoy. And then because I am single, I can get to do those things freely and not have to, I don't want to say report back, but not have to answer to anyone out of respecting, because when you're in a relationship, it's two people in a relationship, and it's give and take and compromising, and out of respect, you have to, or you should let the other person know X, Y, and Z. But when you're single, you don't have that answering to do. You just rock out as you may be.
Daring. Now, do you do well with people asking you? Like daring you to do something? How do you, is that something you feel challenged and respond to?
It depends on the person, and two, it depends on the dare. Because some of the things is like, No, I'm not doing that. I'm just not, because, but if I'm up for the challenge and I'm enjoying the company of the person and it can possibly lead to something else, whatever that something else is, very, very vague, then sure. Then sure, you know, that dare may lead me to where I'm thinking I may want to go.
Okay. Maybe now.
Yeah, because if we're out for dinner and let's say I dare you to take off your underwear. Okay, here you go. Putting them right on the table. Right on the table. I'm not going to the bathroom to take them off and bring them back and slide them to you. No, I'm going to stand up right there, take them off, put them right on the table.
Wow.
But that's just
that's...
are you tongue-tied at the moment?
Yeah, I need to step my dare game up. You know what I mean?
So you need something. So what would be a dare for you? What would you dare a woman to do?
Now that you gave me yours, I'm looking at my dares like they're infantile. I'm like, you know, tell, give the waiter a middle finger or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That was my dare.
Oh, no, that's corny.
Yeah, I see. I got to step my dares up.
Yeah, you have to step your dares up.
My dare would be like, you know, flash a nipple, you know, unzip. My pants and give me jerk under the table. You know what I mean? Stuff like that.
But why do I have to be under the table?
Exactly. That's where I'm learning the levels. I'm learning levels.
Oh.
Why not be under the table? Why not be on the salad plate? You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? I gotta
right.
step it up.
Or, you know, accidentally drop something underneath the table and you have to go under there to get it and just kiss it and say hello and, you know, come back with your fork. I'm like, oh, I found it. It was all the way underneath the table.
I gotta step my game up.
Yeah. Come on, you can't have that name and, you know, not going all the way.
Yeah.
Either you're going to do it or you're not.
That's why I was here. I'm here to be educated and exotic.
Okay.
That's definitely, you know, understood that there's levels.
Okay.
I'm learning the levels. Thank you.
Okay. So next time you're out on a date, test the waters with the woman and dare her. Something light. Nothing too heavy. Just you want to, you know, feel around to make sure you want to tread lightly. And then if you see like, oh, okay, then, you know, then go a little deeper and see where that'll lead you.
Do I
but
go
you have to report back.
Second date? Do I go deeper on the second
No, you
date?
Can do all this on the first date. You know you want to do
okay.
it already. What's the holdup?
Exactly.
See, listen.
Okay.
Life is too short. The next second is not promised to any one of us. So if this
exactly.
is someone you're very interested in and you think there's a possibility that you can go further, then there you go. Just put it out there. Put it on the table up front what your intentions are. Because I don't need to be trying to play around and guess, oh, well, do he like me? Do he not like me? Do he want to do? No, listen. Like, what are we doing right here? I'm not putting any pressure on you, but I want to know what it is that we're doing. Because if we're not in the same book, then there's no need for us to be at the library together. Because it's okay if I'm on chapter 2 and you're on chapter 1. At least we're in the same book so we know the plot of what's going on. But if
we'll get there.
I'm reading the dictionary and you over reading the comics books, we already not on the same path. So,
okay.
But a text message came in. It said, yeah, ask to put your dick in her ear.
Yeah,
and I'll be like, okay.
Yeah, sometimes you need to know where you're coming from, right?
Exactly.
You need to hear where you're coming from. Yeah.
Exactly. See? And this is
women
then
women,
another
women
text
need to
message.
Listen more. They need to listen more.
Do we? Oh, okay. Well, sometimes I need to speak on it as well. That's just me.
Okay.
But a gentleman
we're
put.
We're going to be speaking through your ear. That's what we're going to be doing.
Okay. A gentleman put, you're never in the same book because everyone reads their story differently. But that's okay. I bet you he will be reading the same thing I'm reading. If I'm on chapter 2 and he's on chapter 1, I bet you he'll catch up rather quickly. So we can be in the same sentence, the same word, and we're going to end the sentence correctly. Now, that's just me. Next question. Are you putting yourself out there? Well, we had a lot of people respond to this in the group. We had a young lady, she put nope. A gentleman put not even close. Another young lady, no. Gentleman, no. A gentleman, not at all. Young lady, no. Another young lady, no. Nope.
But what does putting yourself out there mean? What does that mean?
Meaning because you're single, so are you putting yourself out there to want a relationship or want to be with someone or want some form of companionship?
Okay.
And another young lady, she put, yep, should have done this years ago. So, Mr. Ezadik. Ezadik. Oh, did I say that out loud? Are you putting yourself out there to possibly have a relationship or some form of involvement, some form of commitment, or what are you doing for yourself in the midst of being single?
I think I am putting myself out there because the minute you walk out of your house, the minute you put yourself in any social situation, whether it's, you know, commuting, attending a bar, going shopping, going to fix a watch that's broken. The minute you put yourself out there, in any, public forum, I think you put yourself out there. Now, if you go out there and somebody's like, yo, let's go grab a drink, and you say no, that means you're taking yourself off the table. But I think any public interaction is putting yourself out there. So I would say yes.
But what if you say no based on you have something to do or you don't want to go out with that person in particular? So how are you exactly?
That's more preferential. That's more preference. Mm-hmm. That means if you were somebody I was checking for, then I would have said yes. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead.
But what if you invited me out,
mm-hmm.
and I'm kind of feeling you, and there could be a possibility, mm-hmm. but the time that you asked me, I could not. So how would that play for me? So it's not that I'm not interested. It's just that the time that you actually asked me to do so, I wasn't able to. So how does that play a part now?
Well, if I asked you out and you were like, yo, no, I'm busy today. I have a couple of reports I got to, clear up. And I just kind of like let it go like, oh, okay, thanks for letting me know, enjoy your reports. Then I'm also like, I'm not trying to go any further. And I'm also waiting for you to be like, I'm free this day. Because I'm not going to depending on what type of person I am, I'm not going to just keep nominating days and you keep deading me. So, sometimes, men are, they want to play, games as well. So I ask you, you're like, nah, I'm like, okay, that's great. I appreciate that. I'm just, it's disappointing, but, blah, blah, blah. But, if you checking for me, hopefully you'll be like, nah, I can't today, but I'm free tomorrow.
Right. The key thing is adding the but, so that's still leaving things open.
Yeah. Because when the but is open, right, it allows more entry to experience, all right? So,
gotcha.
You got to keep the butt
open and available. Okay, well, a text message came in. It said, hell no, hot ball head itch, summer. Oh, my. Stop it. No cussing. At least not, you know, not to even the situation. Then he put, nope, be like, fuck out of here. You ain't that cute anyway. He's like, fuck you and your flat feet. Oh, my gracious. No arch, haven't you? Okay. You are not single. You better be taking over there talking all that smack. Unbelievable. Well, then I received another message that said...
Or you're looking for a different subgroup of people. You know what I mean? A different group of people that want to talk that talk, that S&M and beat you up talk. That's what I sound like.
What's wrong with S&M, though?
Nothing, but they're clearly for a more aggressive experience.
Oh, but, I mean, it don't necessarily have to be too aggressive, but there's a message here for you, someone texting.
Yeah.
I could fix his watch, LOL. I agree. Once you step out of your house, you're out there. That was for
you. Yeah, once you step out your crib, you know, you're ready for interaction. You don't know, especially if you're a person like yourself who, you know, values the way they look and values how they step outside, then you automatically are, you know, open season. You know what I mean? And people are looking at you and they're like, you know, he looks a certain way or she looks a certain way. They're gonna, you know, bust their gun. They're gonna shoot their shot.
But, you know, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. I'm listening to what you're saying, and I hear what you're saying. But for me, a lot of people, you would think, well, not you per se, but people think that I have men banging down my door because of the person who I am. And that's so not the truth. And I'm out in the public. I am interacting with people. So with you just making a statement that you made, how come no one addresses me? Not saying you know the answer, but what could possibly be the answer?
Well, I'm going to tell you the answer to that. You know what I mean? And a lot of women kind of go through this, attractive woman, accomplished woman, you know, they go through this, right? So I'm pretty sure, you know, your schedule is your schedule unless, you know, you change it or unless you are going out of town or traveling, right? So your schedule is your schedule. Usually the same men have tried their hardest and they flirted and they've, you know, we used all type of tactics to get to you. And, you know, if you didn't find them attractive, you put them on the back burner. So now it seems like, you know, all the men that see you and have tried in some way or another, they're like, I don't have no wins with this woman now. She's dead to me. So, but I'm pretty sure, you know, earlier in whatever situation, they were coming and they were making moves. But then when they realize they have no success, they're like, you know, she's just a regular girl or regular woman, and I'm going to just say what's up and good morning and good night, and it's over. You know, you become friends now.
That's interesting. I know a guy told me once that I'm intimidating, and I looked at him, and I actually had to look up at him, and I'm like, you muscle bound 6'4" person, you let little old me intimidate you? Then I was like, you most definitely are not on my level, because if what have I done to intimidate you, or what is your self-esteem issue that little old me can intimidate you?
Women can intimidate very easily. You know what I mean? Women can intimidate just by simply knowing what they want. You know what I mean? Just by knowing what you want, men can feel intimidated, because men are used to, you know, going after you, initiating certain things, blah blah blah. So when we're not initiating and we're not establishing, and the woman is kind of doing that, we're automatically on the like, oh, snap. So you strike me as someone who is extremely aware of what you like, what you want, how you want it. And if a man isn't ready to like to take a backseat and learn from you.
No, but I don't want the man to take a backseat. I don't mind him being in the forefront. I don't mind him leading. I don't mind being submissive. But I'm not going to be submissive to a person who don't know how to lead or to person who's not secure about himself. Why should I give of myself like that to a man and he can't do anything with it? My thing is be honest with me, be open with me, come to the table correct. If this is what you want, say this is what you want, because you know what? This may be what I want as well. And then we're both, we're not playing games. But don't come to me if you know that I'm looking to be in a relationship. Don't come to me on, oh, well, yeah, we could be in a relationship, this, that, and the third, when really all you want to do is just smash. Be honest and say, oh, all I want to do is just smash. I don't want no relationship. I don't want any of that. I just got out of a relationship, and I'm just looking for consistent conveniency. And I may be like, you know what? I'm looking for that, too, because you're not my happily ever after, so we can do this. But if
now,
you come in at me, right. But don't come at me with, if you know I want a relationship and that's not what you want, so you're going to tell me what it is I want to hear so that you can get what you want, and then I'm left, you know, shadowed. Don't do that.
I feel like women shouldn't, you know, shouldn't. Well, first, before I say that, I want to say sometimes, you know, when a woman knows what she wants and how she likes things done, then a man isn't necessarily submissive, but he has to listen, right? He has to, you know, shut up and learn from you and listen to you and take notes. So, you know, sometimes we're not being submissive. We're just learning, you know, we're just finding out how we need to moving forward. Right. And I think a lot of people should do that more. It's not submissive. It's just listening. You know, I'm just listening to you. I'm just learning from you. But, in terms of what you said, I think a lot of women do themselves a disservice when they say what they want up front, right? Because what it does
is... Okay, explain that.
Because when you say what you want up front, it just tells, you know, and not from a sex perspective, right? If you say you want sex up front, then I'm pretty sure, you know, guys are not going to complain. But when women say up front that they want a relationship, I think it makes guys, it gives the guys a cheat code of to what we need to say we're going to do to get the ass.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying?
So
I think women. So
how do you find that happy balance?
You just be organic. You let it flow. You know, you let it flow. You know what I'm saying? Because if you tell me I want a relationship, but I feel I'm super attracted to you, then I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say, and then when I have sex with you, you know, I'll make that decision because that's what I want. So I'm gonna act like I want a relationship.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Okay, we're about to bring Vixen on, and then I have some statements that came in via text as well. Vixen, you are about to be on with LSO. An exotic Vixen. Hello, how are you, my love?
Good evening. I'm listening to the both of you, and I think that the bottom line is that I think when you enter any type of relationship, whether it's your smash and go or whether you want something long term, I think it's just fair, it's 100% that you be 100%. If I'm attracted to you, but I just want to hit it. Just make sure. I'm gonna say, listen. I think that you are so attractive, you know. But I don't want to play with your feelings at this particular moment. However, I feel a strong sexual attraction to you. Let's put everything on the line. And then, you know, I'm listening to you, LSO, and you know, you want what you want. But that's putting a lot on the line with men, and I think that also needs to be clarified. That's what I want. It's not that they're going to play with you, but just like I said, look, I just find that you're extremely attractive, and I just want to get with you. Be honest 100%. You know what I'm saying? And then if you get a relationship or you get into a whatever you want to call it, and you're like, I don't foresee this lasting or going where we want it to go or where you want it to go. So right now, so that no feelings will get hurt or hurt any further, let's just step back. That's what you do when you're a mature person on both sides. That's what I do.
Okay.
Well, hello, Vixen. First of all,
how
hello.
Are you?
Did
I say hello to you? I told you I'd fix your watch. Don't be messing with me.
I got you.
Just
want to be cordial and say good evening. And
I'm sorry,
and I heard,
that was rude. I missed that.
No, it was all
no,
good.
It was
you
me.
Went right to it. You was right to business. You was right to business.
How are you doing?
She didn't say hi to neither one of us. She just went in. Telling her point.
Because she's like she said, she keeping it up front. Tell them what you want. Right?
That's what I'm talking about. I told you. I told you anyway.
But,
so the way I see it you're absolutely right. FSO, she's absolutely right. You know, say what you want and all that. But, you know, just men in general, we are very visual and we are very attracted to women sexually. Like, usually that's our first, you know, reason for engaging. If it was like that, we'd be saying that. If you wanted us to keep it real, every single relationship would start like that.
You know what? I appreciate that you accept it for the men, that men are like that. But women, too, don't let the girls be together. If somebody walk by, he's been stripped, molested, tripped, everything, as soon as that 10 steps past us. So it's the same thing.
Yeah, y'all women know who can get it. Y'all women in your mind be like, he can get it.
Of course.
Right, exactly.
Of course. And sometimes it slips out my mouth and they hear. Because
yes.
What am I holding on to that valuable information for?
Right. You know, they walk by, so a guy walk by. Now, if he a 10, everybody on it. Oh, my God, dude, boy, he can do this, he can do that, I can do this. And if he's not a 10, or if he's older, if he's an older man, he's a 25 to me. I love older men. You know what I'm saying?
Okay for Vixen.
Right, talk to him.
Okay,
well, she like that. She like that silver fox. She like that silver fox.
That's all right. Look. Where they get their checks? First 15 of the month. I'm with you.
And the AARP have 20% discount.
Hold on. Y'all know too much. What's going on over here?
No,
I'm just saying.
First and foremost, I do want to say I'm sorry that I didn't say hello and how are you. But you know, I got love for you all the time. But and most importantly, that I think that we need to be true when we start whatever type of relation, platonic, romantic, what y'all call it, hit it, quit it, whatever it is. Be honest.
I hear you. But thank you, Vixen. I'm going to put you back on hold.
Yeah.
Let me just read what a text message came in, and then afterwards we're going to go in. We have not played any music yet. A gentleman, he put, not intimidating if she up front, but scary as to why she giving up the drawers up so fast. You know what? That statement right there, because it's unfair, that's a double standard. Because if a woman have sex on a first date, she's labeled all these different not nice words. Whereas when a man do it, he get the big ups on it. And that's so unfair. Because if we're both doing the same thing, why can't we both be respected in the same way? Because,
it is.
You know, a woman knows within seconds if she wants to sleep with that man or not.
Okay.
It's that man who makes the decision for her if she go through with it, because he either talks himself into it or he talks himself out of it. But she already knows in her mind if she will or if she will not. So it's unfair that she knows up from the front, okay, he can get it. He can get it right now. We don't have to wait till tomorrow. We don't have to do the 90 days. We don't have to wait a whole year. He can get it.
Yeah,
so,
I feel there's a lot of double standards with that, right? A man, like,
yeah.
They don't tell men, oh, you gave up the boxers early? You know what I'm saying? But they say with the woman, you gave up the drawers early? Or you was, you know, you got it on the first night. They don't say that to men, you got it on the first night. So, you know, it's something that needs to change. It's a lot of the womanizing world we live in and how, you know, male domination and all that, you know. So I respect that. When women, you know, I tell women all the time, like, you know, if you want to sleep with a nigga first night, you know, establish your own world, establish your own rules, do what you want to do. Men, obviously, that's what we're usually going for. So do that. You know, it don't make you no difference. You still getting your money, living your life.
You're still human.
Yeah, you're still, you know, if you're still, when you sleep with that person on the first night or whatever night, it didn't change who you are as a person, right? You're still your mother's daughter. You're still your brother.
You just got a body count.
You just increase
your body count.
Right? You just like the other person increased their body count. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and here's the thing, too. I think sometimes, you know, when we're in college, we looked at it that way, but a lot of our counterparts are in college. They have such a, you know, illustrious, you know, girls gone wild type experience, and then they go into their regular life. Right? But with us, you know, we're like, it's almost like something that follows us and degrades us. Nah, do your thing. All cultures are young. They do their thing when they're young. You know, it is what it is.
Exactly. Well, the gentleman put, just like it's the woman's responsibility to use sexual protection, wrong. It's both consenting adults to use sexual protection. So it's not just the woman, and it's not just the man, because the woman don't wear, well, a woman can wear a condom, but the man is the one who wears the condom. So, and a woman can take her precautions as far as coming with her own condoms, the condoms that she likes, and or, you know, protecting herself through the measures that they have for females. It's both parties' responsibility to make sure that both are protected from STDs and also pregnancy. So you just can't put that off on a woman. No, it's both consenting parties, and both should know going into this the possibilities and the probabilities of things happening, such as the condom breaking, such as the pull-out game is not on point. Know all the repercussions that can happen with all the what ifs. So if by chance that what if was a fifth, both of you are getting drunk. But on that note, we have to play some music. But we're going to leave y'all with this statement. When we come back, we want you to describe yourself in one word. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
I represent like I should every day for my neck of the wood. Square business, everything kosher, numbers understood. Some time in prison held you down, I did everything that I should. Held down in a jam, I really gave a damn, did everything I could.
You know it's money in the bill, yeah, that's the kid flying, I love how I'm feeling, smooth, max them like I do shoes, nothing less than a bad boo, off in my coupe, I'm addicted to the race for the paper, live at a fast pace, move bricks out of a blazer to keep the cash straight, rubber band snapper, not another man rapper, hey, look, that ain't my forte, whole court on the street, so respect the game method, don't be shocked if you shot, that's what came with a lesson, he was waiting for the ball, a long arm of the law, for the squad, he was riding for his flaws, he would fall. Showed him two kicks of white and he told him it was wrong. Should've known better, with a new mature, not sore that the game, sort of lawyer unsure. Gotta pay to meet to make it if you're knocking at the door.
Yeah, I represent like I should every day for my neck of the woods. Square business, everything kosher, numbers understood. Sometime in prison, held you down, I did everything that I should. Helped out in the jam, I really gave a damn, did everything I could.
I feel so good.
I'm way bent now, credit score up, weight went down. I cook like yummy, and when in the crowd I just look like man. Study my demeanor, everything I bust comes straight from the cleaner. All the kicks from the fight club, bustin' it, got a brain that shine like a 100-watt light bulb. I start a little drama, cause if nobody do, I'm taking up for my mama. There ain't no stopping me, hook up and rust, go half on some property. One stop, two racks, prepare for a size, keep going, cock through that. Hood say the chorus with me. Shots to Tug Loke nice when I'm locked down in Forest City.
Yeah, I represent like I should every day for my neck of the woods. Square business, everything kosher, numbers understood.
Sometime in prison, held you down, I did everything that I should. Helped out in the jam, I really gave a damn, did everything I could.
Feel so good.
Ask me how fine. I'm in the club on the outskirts of cloud nine.
Feel activated, about time. Patron platinum spilling in my glass on the rock, squeezing out loud. You feeling over there, my new?
Yep, Patron. So south, I feel I'm out of my own.
And while you was doing that, I'm at a bag speaking hockey in the air, back and forth, and a friend still jockey. From the club to the whip to the hotel lobby. Treat birds like serves and make no sales sloppy. You got it?
Roger that tenfold copy.
Tell them that it's pumping. Later on, we hot.
To get so bent, I let my homegirl go down.
Nah, that so-and-so girl bent down. Strap while we roll round.
And we make so much noise straight from mine back to your town.
Yeah, I represent like I should every day for my neck of the woods. Square business, everything kosher, numbers understood. Sometime in prison, held you down, I did everything that I should. Helped out in the jam, I really gave a damn, did everything I could.
Feel so good.
I swear I won't repeat the dream. always have a special place. I'll continue, babe, to give you everything. I'll make every Monday feel like Friday, babe. Even on snow days, it'll feel like LA.
Welcome back. You have Mr. Exotic on with LSO. Well, we left y'all off with describe yourself in one word. In the group, we had a young lady. She put beautiful, gentleman, evolution, another gentleman, determined, gentleman, focused, young lady, magical lady, young lady, incredible. A gentleman conscious, a gentleman blessed, young ladies spontaneous, young lady indescribable, young lady humble, gentleman spontaneous, and another young lady edgy. Well, Mr. Exotic,
yes,
describe
ma'am.
Yourself in one word.
In one word, I would describe myself as reflective.
And why did you choose that word?
Because I do like to, you know, think about what I'm doing and what's happening around me. So I like to reflect on, you know, my impact, how things worked for me, how things worked outside of me. What could I have done better? How did I, you know, how did that affect me? How did that affect someone else? So I'm very reflective. How about you?
Okay. Well, for me, I would say phenomenal.
Ooh, wow.
And that,
I love it.
That covers everything about my whole spectrum of everything that I do. From my 9-to-5, from my brand, from my entrepreneurship, from my friendship, from my everything. Everything is phenomenal. And that would be
I
me.
Love it. I love that.
You love it?
Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yes. That just put everything under the umbrella. Okay, the next question is, what are your favorite things to do while single? We had a gentleman put the same things I do when I'm not. F blank CK exclamation LOL. Another gentleman put, love to date, drives outside of the city for the day. And a young lady put, go to my hiding places. So, Mr. E. Zadek, what are your favorite things to do while single?
You know what I love to do? And it's such a guilty pleasure of mine. LSO, I love to people watch. I am an avid people watcher.
And what are you looking for while you're watching?
I'm just looking at, you know, the way people interact. I'm looking for the beauty in people. I'm looking for, you know, certain patterns and things. I'm looking at how, you know, our generation is moving now. You know, I'm looking at how do women, you know, mosey on through the club? How do they do things? Or even at, you know, how do they move throughout the restaurant or the library or the park? So I'm an avid people watcher.
Okay, would you say you're a voyeur or just a people watcher?
I would say a people watcher for now, because I'm into, you know, watching people get intimate, you know what I mean? So for now, I'm just watching people go about their day.
Okay. Well, we had a gentleman put luminous, and then he put, I don't remember what it's like to be single. Well, enjoy your relationship, because I'm sure your relationship is worthwhile. LSO. What are your favorite things to do while single? Well, I would say I love enjoying myself, and this is the time for me to learn and reinvent. Because sometimes you have to be by yourself to have that creativity, because I don't have to take anything into account now. In a relationship, out of respect, there are certain things you should not do and certain things you should do, and, you know, include your partner in it. And when you have a business, sometimes, you know, you have to take a step back, and you have to consult with your mate, even though it's your business, but out of a respectful thing you do. To do, you consult with your mate on certain things. Now,
definitely.
I don't have to consult with anyone in reference to anything, and I can move to my own beat. I can wake up in the middle of the night and sell, because it's dark and late over here, it's early in other places on the other side of the world. So, whereas if you're in a relationship, you got to be mindful of doing things, because that can be your quality time together. And they don't want you upselling to somebody in Japan because, you know, it's a time difference. Or they don't
Definitely.
Even want you selling in Cali because there's a time difference. So, you know, I have that liberty to do those things now without any regrets that, oh, well, you know, we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, and taking into account their feelings.
Okay. That makes sense.
A gentleman, one of your favorite things to do while single, he remembered drinking out of a juice container. So nasty, but I did that too, living at home. But see, my mom, everyone, she will buy each of us whatever it is we want personally. So she will buy me my container that I can drink out of, as well as she will buy juice for the house. Now, the juice for the house, I didn't take that to the head. But my juice, I took that to the head. Why? Because it's mine. Okay. What do you love about yourself the most? Well, we had a young lady put having a big caring heart and soul. Another young lady, a big heart and a beautiful soul. The young lady, my smile, a gentleman, my unconditional love I have for my friends and my dimples. A young lady that I am genuine. What you see is what you get. So, Mr. Exotic, what do you love about yourself the most?
I think I love my compassion for other people. You know what I mean? I'm one of the people that would kill myself to save the world. So it's a trait that I really love about myself, and I think it helps me, you know, become very social with a lot of different people from a lot of different areas of life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, a text message came in. He put my dark skin. You know, I have that. Well, I didn't put my dark skin. I put my skin. That was one of my things. I put my skin. I so love my skin. And one thing about me is I never felt inferior to anyone because of the complexion of my skin growing up, where some people have had self-esteem issues because they were too dark or they were too light. And there were a point of time in growing up where everything was light skin, light skin, light skin. And as a dark-skinned person, you were outcast or you were shunned upon or they turned down their nose to you. But I was always one that I loved my skin. That's because I love to be different and I love to stand out. So my skin isolated me from a lot of people, which made me in my world stand out. So it's me against all of you and I'm a winner. So I didn't mind being dark. And I love to get darker, and people would say, oh, you can get darker? Why, yes, I actually can. And I love to get darker. See, y'all get in the sun to get a little bit of my complexion, whereas I start off like this. So let's figure this one out. But I also like my kind heart. I'm a risk taker. I respect opinions, but I will always have the final say about me and mine. I received an inbox that says, so do I. What so do I? I love being in the sun to get darker. See? But see, you could never get as dark as me. But that's okay. You can still get your dark on. You can,
melanin
you can still get your
that
dark
melanin
on.
Get that
yeah,
melanin
you
popping.
Yeah, you know. But, you know, some people got a tan to be like that. A message came and said, nope, Wesley put us on, baby. Yeah, you know, Wesley got his little dark one. You know, you got to smile, you know, in order to be seen. But that's okay because I got the pretty pearlies too. So I'm still good. I'm just, all I do is win, win, win no matter what. What? Yes, all day. I don't need anyone to tell me, even though it's nice to hear that I'm beautiful, I'm pretty, and all those other accolades. But I tell myself that every day. And when I look in the mirror every morning, I give myself some form of affirmation, be it whatever it may be. Why? Because I need that for me so that I don't have to look for others to deny, accept, to say yay or nay for something I already know. I don't need you to tell me this. I know this already, but thank you for telling me because I do appreciate hearing it. And no, it's not being conceited. It's being very well aware of myself. So don't say that I'm conceited. Okay. What makes you believe that you are ready for a relationship? And Facebook just kicked me out. So give me a minute to find that question in the group. Okay, here we go. We have a gentleman put, I'm actually built better for a relationship than single life because I'm more of a team player in just about all aspects of my life, my kids, my co-parenting, my family, at work, with my friends, etc. But honestly, I'd rather be single because it'll be less stressful and I stand a better chance of getting some of my needs met without having to deal with as much unaccountability from men. A young lady put, I'm not over it all. Don't give up, young lady. There's someone for everyone, and maybe you're not in the right space at the right time to be found or for you to find. So don't give up that easily.
There you go. I see that.
I mean, because there's someone for everyone. A question came in, why are relationships important? No one wants to be alone. No one. No one wants to be alone. And all relationships is not just a sexual relationship. Some relationships are like friendships, or some relationships are someone you can talk to in the time of need or in the time of want. But nobody wants to be alone. Everyone wants some form of companionship. That's just my opinion. But Mr. Ezotic, what makes
yes,
you
ma'am.
Believe you are ready for a relationship? If you are ready for a relationship, what makes you believe
that? I think I'm ready because I understand the value of being a partner in life, and helping people and giving them balance and, looking for what they could help you in and what you could help them in, and, getting another perspective when doing things, having that other person to bounce ideas off or bounce experiences off with. So that's what I'm looking forward to. That's what I think I'm ready for.
Yeah, and it's a good balance, because yes, you can talk to yourself, and yes, you can answer yourself, and yes, you can get an animal, a dog, a cat, a bird, but there's nothing like being able to, even if it's just for companionship, able to talk to someone and run ideas by and get someone else's perspective, because there's a lot of times I was doing something or did something, but then when I heard somebody else, I saw it through some of the lenses of someone else, and I'm like, you know what? Yes, I could have done this, and maybe this could have been the outcome. So it's good to have someone else in certain cases, but nobody wants to be alone. And yes, that is true. You're never alone. You got Jesus. But Jesus also had Adam and Eve, so they were not alone either. So if they were not alone, then why should we be alone?
I think being alone is a place where you're either recovering from a relationship you were in, or you're trying to get yourself together to be in a relationship. So, we respect being alone and isolated, but ultimately, life is to be shared.
Yes. It's to be shared and it's to be enjoyed.
Absolutely.
So, LSO, what makes you believe that you are ready for a relationship? Actually, I know that I'm ready for a relationship. I know that I am, because I think I did my single bid. So, I'm about ready for my Mr. Right for me. I'm ready to be the wife that leads, the girlfriend that leads to a wife. I'm not trying to play house anymore or, giving up all the good goods. I have prime everything right here. So you get a whole package. You get an educated woman. You can get a street woman if she needs to be. You can get that lady in the street and a freak in a bedroom. Or hell, if you want the freak in the street, you can get that too. But you're getting the whole package. And I'm not giving that package away anymore to just a relationship that's leading to a dead end. My relationship now will lead to something more than. That's just what I want. And if I can't get what I want up front, then I don't need to start anything at all. That's just me. Some people say, oh, well, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't be like that. But you know what? I can, because I know what I come to. I know what I come with. I bring the whole table and everything that can go on the table, from the silverware to the food. So I'm not afraid to eat by myself if I need to. But yet I will have another table setting for my Mr. Right for me. Are you afraid? That's probably why men are intimidated, because, but I don't see what the problem is. Are you afraid to love and be loved? Now, this particular question right here asked in a group, I think I was hitting on some nerves for people, because someone had said in a group that I asked vulnerable questions. But sometimes, you know, people need to express themselves, and in the group, that gives people the opportunity to free themselves of something that they may have been holding on to, and they didn't know how to let it go so that they can be free of it. And in the group, it gives them that to do so. So a young lady, she put both. Another young lady, she put yes. A gentleman put, damn, why does this weekend feel like you have been asking vulnerability questions? Yes, if you must know. Why, thank you. A young lady put terrified, which is fair. A gentleman put no, I'm just more guarded now. That's a fear too. And another young lady put terrified. And that's interesting that the women, two of the women put terrified. So something possibly drastic may have happened previously in a relationship where now they're scared to open up themselves to love or be loved. Now, it's not an easy thing to do, but I hope these women come around and they're able to free themselves of that guard that they have up, because loving someone and being loved by someone is a great thing to have and a great thing to do. So don't get so caught up in living in your past that it doesn't allow you to live in your present and prepare for your future by guarding yourself because of something that previously happened. Mr. Exotic, are you afraid to love and be loved?
I am not afraid to love, and I am afraid to be loved, though, because I'm noticing that being loved comes with a lot of, to me, unreachable expectations. You know what I mean? And I think to be loved is a beautiful thing, but a lot of expectations come with that. So that I'm a little bit afraid of, but I'm not afraid to love.
But see, with you making that statement, don't you think that's being unfair to yourself, because you're giving of yourself at that point, but not allowing.
I'm allowing it. You know, I'm not, but I'm very cautious and afraid of it. And I'll be the type to be like, you know, if you're expecting this, please don't expect that. You know what I mean? You know, because sometimes with women, you know, do women love you before you're exclusive, or they love you after you're exclusive, you know? And from what I've noticed, a lot of women love you before it's exclusive, and they try to bring exclusive energy just because they love you. You know what I'm saying? Once the emotions get involved, I don't think they pace themselves. Like, I love this dude, but, you know, we're still getting to know each other, so I need to relax. And, you know, maybe men do that as well, but, you know, I'm just going from my perspective.
Now, do you believe this is a true statement? Because I hear it a lot, that a man should love a woman more than a woman love a man in a relationship.
No, I believe that you should be with someone who loves you more than you love them. I do believe in it.
Okay.
Get you someone who loves you more than you love them.
Okay.
What do you think?
Okay, well, because I love, and I'm not going to say I love hard, as most people would say, because that can kind of be scary and scare a person off. But if I love you, you will know that I love you. And you're not knowing that I love you based on me telling you I love you. You will know I love you based on my actions, how I treat you, how I treat your family, the respect that I have for you when you're not in my presence. So you will know that I love you. But I don't mind loving, and as well as I don't mind being loved either. But I want it to be a mutual thing. I don't want it to be forced. I don't want you to love me because I said I love you first. Or I don't feel that I should tell you I love you because you told me you loved me first. It said shit don't never work that way. It's true. Things don't work that way, but what will work is how you make it what you need it to be for you. So at any point in the game, you can change. Well, I'm not going to say game, but at any point, you need to evaluate the relationship and make changes as needed. And that's why communication in a relationship is so important, so that you can learn each other. Because you have two separate personalities coming together and intertwining, and y'all are not going to always agree on everything, and you're not always going to see eye to eye. So that's why you need to communicate, so that you're able to open up yourself to love and being loved, and you can also share that with the person that you're involved with. And it should be hard feelings.
I definitely agree with that.
And there have been a time where a male had told me he loved me, and at that time, I was not loving him. And I told him, you know, I appreciate you loving me, and I'm sure I will get to the point where I'm loving you just the same. But as of right now, that's not where I'm at. Now, I didn't say that to hurt his feelings. I said that to make him aware that I'm not where he is at the moment. But I'm not Xing out that I can't get there.
Which is a very tough conversation. It's a very tough conversation.
It really is. Because sometimes you don't arrive, sometimes you don't arrive at the same place at the same time. For instance, we both live in Brooklyn, and we're traveling to Queens. I may take the bus, and you take the train. We both getting to the destination. One will get there sooner than the other because of the route that we took to get there. So it doesn't mean that I'm not getting there. It just means that I'm taking a different route to get there. So, you know, we have to respect each other's levels on that part, so that when we do come together, we both mutually feel the same way, we're okay. I am not repeating that on the air. Okay. Apart from your appearance, what is the first thing that people notice about you? Well, a young lady, she put my smile into my ass. Well, she put the peach, so you know what that means. gentleman my voice, the young lady my light. And then as soon as I enter a space, someone is insistently drawn to me. Gentleman dimples, another gentleman my serious demeanor. A young lady my heart, another young lady got so many shades because I got a lazy eye. Oh, got so many shades because I got a lazy eye, LOL. Another young lady, she put my walk, a young lady, my legs, the rays of my sunshine I bring upon entering the room, a young lady, my conversation, another young lady, my height. Mr. E, Sate, apart from your appearance, what is the first thing that people notice about you?
I think they'll notice my focus. Because when I enter a room, I think there's a focus in my eyes that lets you know I'm aware of what's going on in this room.
Okay. A gentleman put my laugh. Okay, for LSO, I'm going to say my smile and my teeth. And
my smile and what?
My smile and my teeth.
Okay.
My pretty curls. Huh?
Isn't that appearance?
That's part of my appearance. Yes. And then I put by default my ass set and my leg.
Okay.
Go ahead. What about what?
What do they see? What do they see from your energy? Like, what kind of energy do you project?
I project that I'm not for the BS.
Okay.
I'm about my business, be it whatever it is.
Got it.
And,
okay.
You know, you just can't step incorrectly to me.
Okay.
Just can't do it. So you have to have confidence in order to step to me. Because game can keep game. And if you want to play, I can play with you too. But I can rest assured that I'm going to win. So, yeah. Okay. Describe a fun date that only cost $20. Gentlemen, Chinese food and Netflix. Young lady, watching a sunset and ice cream. Gentlemen, picnic basket at Domino or Brooklyn Bridge Park. Young lady, skating. Young lady, picnic. A young lady, wine on your porch in a fire pit with the fire pit on while watching the stars. A young lady sitting in a car in a secluded spot. Just you, him, snacks, and the night. Another young lady taking a long walk on the boardwalk, watching the water, grab a couple of slices, and talking. So, Mr. Exotic, describe a fun date that only costs $20.
Well, I'll say we can play a game. You know, either get some cards and play a game. Just be interactive.
Like LSO cards?
Some LSO cards, right?
LSO cards, you will get to know each other.
Very, very interactive.
Yes, plug.
Very engaging. Or we can, you know, we can get some froyo.
You can just do what?
I mean, get some froyo.
Froyo.
Some frozen yogurt.
Oh, that's what it's called, froyo?
Yeah, that's the, you know, the new slang.
I've never heard that term like that, but okay. Okay, go get some froyo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when are you taking me to get some froyo?
I'm going to get the cards, and we'll do froyo in the cards.
Are you sure you want to do the cards and froyo? Be
Let's
mindful what you ask for now.
I know what I'm asking. I mean, you ain't gonna intimidate me.
Oh, you fighting back?
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, LSO, describe a fun date that only costs $20. You can play board games because you may already have them in the house. You can play LSO cards. You can read LSO books. All of those are very inexpensive. But then we're going to go to alternative. You can cook something together, something quick like spaghetti, or chicken mm-hmm. and french fries, something like that. Something where y'all can play with the food, such as the sauce. You can, like, kind of throw the sauce on each other or taste the sauce together from the same spoon. Or,
right.
you know, you can feed each other whatever, taste testing. You can have, and you can have ice cream and cake for dessert. You can watch a movie or movies. You can watch something on TV. You can go for a walk and talk, you know, get to know each other, ask each other spontaneous questions. And you can act like two unsupervised kids, just having fun, and you can stop for ice cream in the midst of doing that. Or you can have a picnic. A lot of people get so caught up in when you ask someone out on a date that you have to spend this astronomical amount of money and, you know, just to prove someone something. No. You don't have to spend a lot of money on a date. And yes, women, you can ask a man out on a date and pay for it. Listen, back in the days, I mean, I'm not taking the male out of his arena and slashing the male down and breaking him down, because yes, a man will always be a man in my book, and he needs to be always be a man in my book. But yes, I understand it came in facts when I said that. There are times men don't have it as well. Y'all hear me, ladies? I'm talking to you. There are times when men do not have it. So don't put them in that mindset because they don't have it this particular time, and it's something that they want to do with you, and they can do it with you because they don't have it, and you push them to the side. Don't do that. Don't. And this is not about an ego or any of that. It's about men cannot have it the same way women cannot have it. Now, you know, the man is not going to be excluded from still opening up the car door for me, or open up the cars, or opening up any door for me, or pulling out my chair, or holding my hand, or walking on the outside of the street. No, he's not exempt from any of that. But it's okay if I take him out to dinner and he keep his wallet in his pocket. I'm fine with that. Not all the time, but yes, I am fine with that. And yes, I am fine where we go out on a date and we split the bill. I'm fine with that as well. But for the most part, if a man is taking me out, the man is taking me out. But if he can't afford it and he would like to go out, then yes, you know, we can do that. I don't have a problem with that. Okay.
That's
if you could create a golden rule for being single, what would it be? A young lady put, wait before being fully committed. A gentleman, know your worth. Reciprocation is everything. A young lady, make sure your mind and heart are in sync. Another young lady, in my Bob Marley voice, satisfy my soul. Mr. Exotic, if you could create a golden rule for being single, what would it be?
I would say, don't rush. Just take your time. Don't rush. Do what you want at the pace that you want to do it. There's no timeline. You know, a lot of women and men sometimes feel like there's a clock that they're fighting against.
Well, in some cases, there is a biological clock for women in the case of having children. There is a clock. And the sad part is the clock for women is getting earlier and earlier, like in your 30s. Like after 34, 35, a woman become a risque pregnancy. Now, that's still being, to me, that's still considered young. But now as far as having children, that's considered a risk.
And I understand about the clock, but are you letting the clock negotiate your relationship status? Right? Are you letting the clock negotiate?
It may negotiate it may negotiate your status based on if you want to have kids or not.
Well, if you have kids, came in.
It says, no, you beautiful black women. Then it put, I believe the opposite. You have to have sense of urgency. Then he put, good question. And another message came in and says, what the hell? Wow, Dutch, LOL. Times have changed. Have fun. You know why times have changed? You have to evolve with the times. Now, I'm not going to demasculate a man. I'm not going to not have him hold to his standards of what a man should and should not do. And based on how I saw my dad treat my mom and my uncles treat my aunts, I'm not taking away from that. But what I am saying, as the world continues, things have changed, and women sometimes have to take the lead in certain things. Why? Because now women are making more money than women, than men in certain cases and in certain professions. And two, a woman may have it sometimes when a man don't have it. And I'm not saying that you treat the man all the time, but if you're in a relationship with someone, there's nothing wrong with treating him sometimes, whether it's you buy him a pack of cigarettes or you buy him a soda or y'all sit down and have a meal. It's okay. It's okay. The same way you have to keep up with the world as far as your cell phones, you continuously upgrading your cell phones. Why? Because it's become outdated. And when things become outdated, you have to reevaluate and put things in perspective so that you can be up to date on things. A gentleman put, show a king his worth without sex. Exactly. I can screw your entire mind and not once lay my hand on you. And I just rock your whole entire world. And you can show him your worth without sex through conversation, through texting, through walks, through talks. Everything does not have to involve sex or revolve around sex. A gentleman put, still thinking we are in the father's no best period. Yeah. Well, you know, see, I grew up in a two-family home where I had my mother and my father, and I seen how my father treated my mother, and I also seen how my mother treated my father. And I would not see that same interaction now in the new age people, because that's gone. Just to put, man, I asked my wife to pay Dutch. She going off on me, LOL. I don't think she'll go off on you if she know that you don't have it. Because you know why? As your wife, she knows what you should have or what you should not have. And if you don't have, she's your other part. So if you don't have, she don't have. And when you have, she have, and it's vice versa. So there's no way, I'm sure your wife is not going to look at you crazy. Now, if every time y'all going out, you know, you want to go and order the most expensive thing on the menu, and you're sitting there, oh, honey, I don't have no money. Now, that's a different story. But if y'all discuss this beforehand and y'all want to go out, I'm sure your wife will be also willing. He put, she ain't playing that, or she ain't paying, LOL. Well, then that's y'all relationship. Well, then you know to have the money. So when you and your wife go out, you know you're shelling out the money. So you already know up front what it is. So in your case, you have to have the money. A gentleman put, that's sad that it's gone. You're absolutely correct. Because you know why it's gone? Because you have grandparents at the age of 20. Kids now can go to the doc at the age of 11 and 12 and get on birth control, and the doctor don't have to call the parent and tell the parent that their child was in the doctor's office today and your child has an STD, and we can give your child medicine and your child can go and pick up the medicine on their own, but yet that child is on your insurance. So you see how the world is crazy? They allow 11 and 12-year-olds to make executive decisions, but yet they on the parents' insurance. But they can make an executive decision as to, yes, I'm going to have sex and I want to get some free condoms and or get on birth control or whatever the case may be. See how corrupt the world is? But that's just, you know, my
opinion. Yeah, very, very double standard.
Yes, there you go. Back to what we said earlier, those double standards. So, LSO, if you could create a golden rule for being single, what would it be? I would say know what you want and what you're willing to accept. Be honest from the start for yourself as well as the other person. Learn yourself and, most of all, clear old wounds. Don't go into a new relationship with your past relationship in front, because if that be the case, you're going to create the same relationship that you just left. Whatever from that previous relationship, leave it right where it was and go into a new relationship nice and fresh and learn the person that you are with. Gentlemen, put facts. Learn the person that you are with so you can enjoy your new relationship and you're not carrying old baggage. And it's unfair that you come into a new relationship with old baggage and asking your new relationship to help you unpack that baggage. Now, some people will help you unpack that baggage, but it is sort of kind of unfair because now they're contending with someone who should not even exist. That's just my opinion. My opinion. What habits do you have that will not work in a relationship? A young lady put, not watching him up under me sometimes. So, Mr. E, is that it? What habits do you have that will not work in a relationship? What habits do you have as a single person that will not work in a relationship?
I feel like I like to move freely, and I'm not necessarily against, you know, letting people know what I'm doing, but initially I'm a free soul, so I'm really going to have to, like, learn that you are deserving of knowing my every move. You know what I mean? And it's gonna take some time for me to almost
adjust,
give you that clearance. Yeah.
I totally agree with you, and one of my sayings is I deserve ... And what it is I deserve is any and everything. Whatever my mind sets out for, whatever my heart sets out for, I deserve it. It's just that simple. So one of my habits is it's all about me. I would have to change that it's about us. And, you know, and that's doable. But because it's been just me and I operate as it's just me, I have to come to that realization that out of respect, and knowing that I'm in a relationship now, that you have to extend that courtesy, that it's not just about me now. I have to extend that courtesy to him as well. Because before, up and out, you know, and it's not that, oh, you have to answer to someone. It's a respectful thing that you do when you are in a relationship, that you let your partner know certain things.
But what's wrong with you do answer to someone? Like, before I was single, I didn't answer to nobody. But now I do.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
And I think that's sort of kind of like a joyous thing, too, that someone knows what's going on in your world, you know? And I don't mind sharing things now with in a relationship. I don't mind doing that. But the habit of coming from being single to going into a relationship, you kind of have to remember, oh, I'm in a relationship now. I can't just up and go and nobody know where I'm going. You know, I have to extend that, like, yo, this is what I'm doing. And it's not that I'm asking permission. It's just that I'm making you aware of what it is that I'm doing. Okay, what's your favorite romantic, sensual, or sexual activity? Well, a gentleman put getting a nice slow hand job with a lot of oil. Another gentleman giving head while smoking ganja and rainstorms playing in the background. Young lady oral, young lady blindfolding while I put topping on different parts of my body and have him lick it off. Okay. A gentleman kissing another gentleman. I love giving massages. Okay, hands up for the massage. Hands up. Okay, Miss Exotic. What are your favorite romantic, sensual, or sexual activity?
I'm into the oiling. The oiling, glistening, skin toning exercises. You know what I mean? Just oiling the skin, moisturizing the skin. That's my thing.
Okay, my hand is up for that too. Okay, as the message came in, and gentlemen said, taking a bath together and sipping on wine like the scene from Brown Sugar. Boy, you better stop. You better stop. S-T-O-P in all capital letters. Okay, now while you're sipping wine, are y'all sipping from the same glass or you have yours and she have hers?
Is the wine, remember how you gave the wine when both hands were armed?
When you intertwine them and drink, or is she in between your legs? Oh, I did watch the movie from that scene, but I'm trying to create a scene from you, or you just want that scene particularly, because you know there's many ways you can do that, like. She can sit in between your legs, and, you know, when she scoots back, you know, she scoots on Mr. Or she can sit on the opposite end, and y'all can, you know, play footsies. Oh, okay, he wants that scene, me in between her legs. Okay. All right, Zach. Well, you can do that, too. Exotic, did I ask you what's your favorite? I did ask you what's your favorite romantic. Okay, well, for me, my favorite romantic, sensual, or sexual activity is being intimate, cuddling, and undivided attention. And see, a lot of people don't understand being intimate doesn't necessarily mean having sex. You could be intimate in an abundance of different ways and get a same sexual experience, but you got to know what you're doing. Now we have one more question before we begin the close out. What is your favorite body part to sexually flaunt? Well, we had a gentleman put my mind, so he a young lady put my lips, a gentleman put my hands, a young lady, I don't know why hers is blank. Another young lady put my legs. A gentleman put his tongue. Hey, number little coochie eater. A young lady put my eyes, but they always focus on my bottom, LOL. Well, yeah, that's kind of. And then she put no effort. And, yeah, that's a true statement. And a gentleman put my eyes. So, Miss Mr. Exotic. Mr. who's in my inbox giving answers, tell me what your sexual, what's your favorite body part to sexually flaunt. I wanna hear what you have to say. But Mr. Exotic, what is your favorite body part to flaunt, to sexually flaunt?
For on myself, right?
For you to flaunt for anyone to see.
Yeah, I think my penis dome is is incredibly handsome.
Oh,
and,
do tell more.
And I think you know, there's been a love at first sight with my penis dome.
Oh.
So
really?
Yeah, that's kind of been my call to action. You know, it's usually going to be the nail in the coffin when I do that.
Oh, okay. Well, gentlemen, put now that is deep. Woo-ha! Good night. Good night to you. Thank you for tuning in and participating behind the scenes with us. We greatly appreciate it. Oh, well, next time I see you, I must pay attention. Okay, let me not lie. I paid attention every time I seen you. But that's neither here nor there.
We'll make an appointment.
Make an appointment? You're not putting me on a schedule.
No, I just want to make sure everything is blocked out for you. That's what I meant.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, because don't send my pressure up now, because you know my pressure
never,
don't do
never
well
not.
With that. Okay. Alyssa, what is your favorite body part to sexually flaunt? And I'm going to say my smile. And why did I say my smile and not my ass, because my ass is bigger? I'm saying my smile because my smile can have a many different reasons. And I can smile and also use my eyes as well. And I can give totally different reasons or different meanings of what's actually going on. And, you know, depending on how I feel is how I smile, and the person can interpret whatever it is they may feel coming from my smile. You know, a little flirty. I was told I was flirtatious. I don't see it, but sometimes I can be, but I don't see that I'm flirtatious, and people tend to say that I'm flirtatious just in casual talking, but I don't see that. That's just my personality and who I am. So, but, you know, to each its own. But as we begin to bring the evening to a close, I would like to say happy birthday. We have a bunch of birthdays this week. Happy birthday to Aaliyah, Cameron, Ava, Donna, Mr. Moore, David, Adonis, KJ, and Kyle. I have four nephews' birthday on July 15th. Lord, have mercy. Audra, Omar, and Britt, happy birthday to each and every one of you. I hope you enjoy your birthday. Congratulations to all of you who are celebrating anniversaries. Who is it? June Beer and his wife, Sandy, congratulations on your anniversary. Britt and her husband, happy anniversary to you as well. Congratulations on the many years that y'all shared together. Condolences to our black lives that we lost. There's senseless killings going on randomly every day. Every morning when you hear the news, there have been X amount of killings throughout the boroughs. People, please, come on, stop it. Stop it, please. Condolences to all those we lost during COVID or just lost loved ones. Condolences to each and every one of you. Thank you to our essential workers, our frontliners, and our military. Military, please note that we know we are not free because the freedom and liberty in the Constitution. We are free because you are on the front line making sure of that. So we greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Like, subscribe, and ring the bell to LSOMASK Squiggly D on YouTube. Some new information is about to be posted up there soon. LSO is adding new merchandise And now she's added, she have the playing cards. Coming shortly is going to be the playing cards with pictures on it. I have the models. I have about 3 models lined up ready to do that, as well as the 2022 calendar. Listen, LSO is doing things. If you are looking for flyers or a trailer, go to ajsmagicalmarketing@gmail.com and tell them LSO sent you. If you saw my flyer and trailer, that's where it came from. Mark your calendars, people. Thursday, July 29th from 7:30 p.m. to midnight, LSO will be in the building with all of her merchandise. She'll be at Music Freak Radio Presents Chrissy D TV live show. Yes, there will be a live show going on. We'll be at Ace Lux NYC, 260 Johnson Avenue. That's in Brooklyn. The zip code is 11206. Hit me up if you want the information, because the information is on Eventbrite. It's $25 now, but at the door it'll be $40. So you may want to get your ticket now. Don't forget to tell us when your birthday is, so you can, or a special occasion or something that you're doing, so LSO can give you a shout-out on your special day. And thank you to each and every one of you for tuning in with us and answering the questions in the group. Mr. Ezotic, would you like to say anything to the listeners?
Yes, I would. I want to say I couldn't even imagine having this much fun with LSO and the audience. Well, more than I thought it would be. So engaging. I almost got lost in the time, didn't even know 2 hours passed. But more importantly, I appreciate you having me on. And I hope in the future you don't hesitate to ask for, you know, opinions from Ezotic, or hesitate to see anything else. Well, I mean, excuse me, to do anything else.
I thank you for coming. I don't know if I made you come or you came because LSO spoke to you, but I appreciate you coming onto the show and spending time with my audience, my listening audience. We greatly appreciate, you know, hearing a male perspective and hearing your version. Remember, we will be coming to you every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into LawlessRadio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. We have some spectacular shows coming up, so you may want to be a part of them. If you're looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of T.O., the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. Yes, we only played a couple, but the conversation was so engaging, and we had Ezotic come on. We had to get it all in and get all the juiciness from him before, you know. But don't worry, y'all. We're going to have him on again. This was very impromptu, and he answered. So listen, he'll be back. Trust me, he'll be back. Let's show our support for one another. You can order LSO merchandise at treatsandthingsLSO.com, and you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LSO Treats. You can order Ms. K's book at kshep-sff.com. In closure, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show continue to have a phenomenal Monday night ride. And we hope this tonight's journey with us was enlightening, strengthening, and very engaging. We had full transparency in our conversations, and we had such a good time. We hope you enjoyed tonight's show, and we left you with something to think about on the topic, single and sex in the city, .. Sometimes lonely, but never alone. I hope each and every one of you have had an amazing weekend, and I hope you are living in your moment, because that's all we have. And I hope you are living in your truth, because if you're not, you need to start. remember to love yourself for self-preservation, as well as because you are deserving on purpose. Step into your greatness. Don't wait for someone else or hide behind others in the shadows. It's time for you to come out the shadows and step in the front and be the forefront of your life and be the forefront of things that's going on, because time don't stop because you have something going on. Time continues to go on. So, you know, come on, snap, catch up. LSOPSA, look in the mirror every day and embrace your highs and lows and tell yourself the truth. We must tell ourselves a powerful affirmation for the day and walk in it. Why? Because you are deserving of it. We are all created to stand out, and there's more of each and every one of us to come. We are all that perfect creation of being imperfect, yet we are still kings and queens. So you know what? You should live as such. Your approval is all that is needed, so stop looking to others to deny or confirm what it is you need to do. Every day is a gift to you, so do not take it for granted. Live in your happiness. Live every moment like it's your last and enjoy doing so. Don't forget to smile. Why? Because smiling is contagious, and that also can be the reason why somebody else smiles. Stop looking to others to narrate your life story and walk in your truth. You are enough. Elevate yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. Some people went throughout the whole last week or the whole weekend and no one told you they loved you. Well, you know what? LSO and Ezotic, we love you. LSO, Miss K, and Ezotic, we'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the show tonight and hanging out with us. And we look forward to talking with you next week. Be safe. If God's will, we will talk to you next week. Stay prayed up. Be careful and stay safe. My hashtag is my LSO journey and hashtag love yourself organically. Ezotic, what is your hashtag?
My hashtag is Ezotic, Ezotic.
Well, there you go. You have it. Yours in sweetness, LSO, and Ezotic. Have a good night, everyone. Talk to you next week. Buenas noches.